Most writers or artists start life as loners, those who stand outside the majority. From this place, they observe the world from new compelling angles, looking at the familiar with the perception of those acutely aware of the minutiae that makes up our daily lives. It's perhaps one of the most important personality traits a writer can have, the ability to observe and communicate those observations to their audience. So, in some ways, I suppose it's important for the writer to be able to step outside of their given society and then step back in. Or at least have a deep understanding of how that society works enough to be in constant dialogue with it. We might step beyond the boundaries, but shouldn't stray too far. When I was growing up, being different from my peers was something I was deeply opposed to. I wanted to be part of the crowd, to fit in and be like everyone else. It never entirely worked, and even though I was accepted for who I was, in the eyes of my school teachers, I was always the sore thumb. Once a friend of mine even told me, "You always notice the things other people don't." Now it makes total sense why, but at the time I had no place for that type of attention to detail. What would I do with it? I didn't know. In creative writing workshops, I advise, a writer's job is to observe the things that people ignore every day and bring them to their attention. Writers shine a light into obscure, forgotten places. We remember, attribute significance, centre. The unfortunate byproduct is that we are always switched on, which is immensely draining at times, and we always sit on our own shoulders, outside of ourselves. Sometimes we have to focus on what we do as much as everyone else. I often find myself concentrating on what I'm saying, or how I open a door, or an expression I might make, or the feel of food in my mouth, in order to write a character doing the same thing. I often think that writers should get to know themselves better than anyone, as there is no character they'll ever know more intimately. This stepping outside of yourself is a strange experience at first, but becomes normalised quite quickly, and often brings fantastic results on the page. When writers make themselves known to non-writers, it often brings a change in mood. People sit up straighter, take more notice of your presence. Some tell stories to impress. Some don't talk at all. I imagine they feel it's like being in the presence of a spy. "Will I end up in your book?" we're asked, as if it's the first time, even though the answer is most often no. This willful exclusion on our part was an unexpected result of the writing life, but I should have known it was coming. After all, I've been an outsider my whole life.